Normally, parents would not like the idea of their children being arrested by the police. In this case, one mother understood why her daughter got arrested 3 times. The story of the daughter who took a stand is today's edition on the American Countryside.
Every successful grower knows that the best crops need strong roots, and that means they need Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate features 2 powerful active ingredients that help young crops quickly develop the longer, healthier roots they need for more nutrient uptake, early vigor, and stress resistance. Applied either foliar or in furrow, Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. So get the roots your crops need by getting Radiate first. See your CPS dealer today.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
It was early 1965, and 15-year-old Diane Harris and her 13-year-old brother were a part of history being made in Selma, Alabama.
I participated in a total of 3 marches. The first march, we were all trying to go to the Dallas County Courthouse. The purpose for that was to show support for our parents and our elders that could not vote.
The second time she was arrested, she was taken to the old National Guard Armory overnight. Diane's mother did not march for fear of losing her job, but she knew her children could be detained and treated inhumanely.
She said, "If you all don't come home, I'm going to assume that you got arrested." But that was her consolation that we were going to be okay. At that time, people used to say, "No news is good news." And that night, I can remember, I actually got stuck with a cattle prod in my right arm. They were just randomly prodding people.
The civil rights demonstrations in Selma were beyond a boiling point. Now, on Sunday, March 7th, 1965, the scene would become one seen by people worldwide.
We were at Brown Chapel, and my mother had said, "You all may go to the church, but please don't march. I'm really afraid for you to march that day," because Dr. King and everybody else had been threatened.
Diane and her younger brother were inspired by the preaching they heard that morning, and soon they were in line to march toward the Edmund Pettus Bridge. Waiting on the other side of that bridge was Sheriff Jim Clark and many men he had deputized to beat back the marchers. What resulted to Diane and the others is next time as we travel the countryside. In Selma, Alabama, I'm Andrew McRae.